Jenny.
Kristen.
You know that our Super Bowl is coming up. What we
Mother's
like to do.
Day.
Mother's Day. It is approaching. And might I just say, it is also our 10-year anniversary, which is kind of exciting.
So send us flowers, everybody.
Wait, send us flowers. It's weird. We're going to tell you how to do that just right now. If you're still trying to figure out what to do for Mother's Day, look no further than Teleflora. It's a really great choice when you want to send something that feels genuinely thoughtful. Their bouquets are made by local florists and hand-delivered instead of just being packed up and shipped in a box.
I love Teleflora. You know, when I send your mom flowers, and I do believe I owe her some flowers right now because I need to send her some for Mother's Day.
Don't you do it before I do it.
When I do, I always use Teleflora because they're made by like local artists. I know it's going to get there on time. I know it's going to be beautiful. Just sending your mom flowers really like gives your mom, who's always feeling like, am I doing this right? Flowers are like, love you, mom. You are doing a good job. Here's the one day I'll remind you.
Use promo code IMOMSOHARD20 for 20% off bouquets now through Mother's Day. Again, that's teleflora.com. Promo code IMOMSOHARD20.
And we're coming to you live from the hot streets of an interstate in Pennsylvania.
That's right. We are podcasting from the road. It's new and exciting for us. You can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, the Twitter.
TikTok, not yet, but soon. And
we just like to say the words TikTok.
We like it. It's a real snappy word.
Kristen likes to watch it. And then
learn a lot.
But
about,
that's all that we have really
cleaning
done.
Cleaning and boyfriends.
Oh, we're going to put some stuff on there, though.
I'm going to. Our podcast is called Hashtag IMOMSOHARD. Please subscribe, rate and review, and join us as we go on the road again.
We're on the road again. We just did our first show of the tour last night.
Yes, but we should rewind, I think, and talk about our experience of flying here. Because let's just say now, it's so exciting that we're back on the road. It feels so fun. Last night was our first show. We'll talk about that. But we will talk about
excuse me, professional
our
podcaster.
Here.
Oh, yeah.
When you fly from L.A. to the East Coast, where we flew to D.C., it's a long travel day. It's a flight to Phoenix from L.A., which is about an hour and change.
Yeah, we could have done a direct flight.
Why would we do that? That would be easier.
Because we would have had to go through LAX. And so
I would rather
have a layover.
I would rather drive to Kansas than go to LAX. LAX airport is a place where you go if you want your life to feel like it will never end, because a minute is an hour.
LAX used to be hard, and then they put $5 billion into making it harder. So
yeah.
Now you can't park, and now
you can't
you have
get
to,
Ubers. It's a nightmare. I would, no thanks.
So we're trying to go to smaller airports, and then so we have layovers.
Which we love Burbank. So can we make this podcast more exciting than airports? Are we 100?
Complaining about airports?
Now
I
we're
gonna
now we're gonna complain
going to.
About the cost of a chicken breast, and then we're my mother.
No, here, I was going to say, actually, I just noticed that you and I have matching sun damage on our arms. Like, you and I have the exact same, like...
Oh, my God. This podcast is taking a shit.
Well...
This is the worst.
It might soon, because we just got McDonald's in the drive-thru, and...
We're doing our best, you guys. Okay.
If you hear me drinking something, unfortunately, it's not a cocktail.
No, it's a Diet Coke.
A Diet Coke.
Which is the irony when you go through a drive-thru. I'm sure the guy filling the order is like, yeah, you should have started with not having the burger.
When I used to wait tables, it was always like, I'll have the fettuccine alfredo and a Diet Coke.
And you're like, yeah, you will. Now, listen, when we got to Burbank, I was so excited when we got in there. Because I thought, we've been waiting to go on tour for so long.
Yep.
We were able to test the show in about, we did it about 8 times in small clubs just to make sure the material worked. So we felt really good. So it was so nice to get on a plane and not have the impact of being nervous yet.
Yeah.
So just to get on that flight and to enjoy it and like know that we were going to be on a plane for a long time, you bring iPads and notebooks and all the fun stuff that you need.
Let me say, I didn't bring anything because I was running late. I hate that feeling.
I didn't bring anything to keep myself entertained.
I brought all of it.
I relied on the kindness of strangers.
Well, and that's what's nice about flights these days is you can use your phone and watch.
Yeah.
It's just like to know you're getting on a plane and you know you got to dig in and you're going to be on there a long time. You're like, all right, I'm going to make the best of it. And Jen knows there's nothing more that I like to do than get on a plane and watch a funny movie. And I don't pull back on my laughter.
I don't. You think that's what we're getting to.
Let's set the stage. There was a little bit of a
kerfuffle.
No, because I never kerfuffled her.
No, I was.
You were going to get in a.
I was about to throw down.
Yes, Jen and I were talking. We were sitting in our two seats.
As we do, we both like go, let's take like an hour or two to read a magazine, listen to a podcast, and then we get into conversations about everything. And I'm not saying we're quiet, but we're definitely not that loud.
And with masks on, it makes it really hard. So we were very, I don't think we were being loud at all. And we were just having a chat. And by the way, if anybody was eavesdropping, no atoms were being split. It was literally like,
no.
What are you going to do for Halloween? What are you going to, like, it's exactly the conversations like that you think we would have.
That short blonde woman sure has a lot of thoughts on first grade math.
Yeah, that's exactly what we were talking about. In fact, I think all we did is acted as a sedative for the entire first class.
Yeah, people were like,
Everybody was hitting the button.
Can I get earplugs?
Yeah, can I get earplugs or can they sit closer to me? Because I've never wanted to go to sleep more.
Yeah.
So we were sitting there talking and my seat kept getting kicked. And I just thought to myself, because I'm in a good mood, I'm with my friend, I'm on a flight, I'm about to have my own hotel room. We're going to do a fun comedy show. Life is good. I'm sitting on that seat and I look at Jen. I don't even get mad. Did I? I didn't get mad at all.
Because we just assumed it was an accident.
Right. And I'm irritable. I don't like, I can be. And I think I'm going to start my period. So I'm sure of it right now.
I did think the seats are getting closer. So I was like, it's a narrow row, you know, So yeah. It's like somebody's got long legs. I get it. You know, you don't get upset until it's like, a 16-year-old boy, like, repeatedly shaking his foot on your
seat.
Right.
I totally thought it was her crossing her legs. But then there was one that literally sent my head forward. And I was like, woo, that was something. And then the end of the flight, we stand up. We're getting, everybody's helping us. Everybody's being really nice. I have to give a big shout out to the flight attendants. They were wonderful. We know they've been getting their ass kicked lately. They were great. We get up. We're getting ready to get off the plane. And this woman gives, like, looks at me, and I smile through my mask, which I'd like to think my eyes smized, and then she shook her head at me, and
she gave an eat shit look that I did a double take. I looked from her to Kristen. I was like, what, is she looking at her?
Literally going through my brain. Now, listen, if you don't like me, that happens, and it does happen. But if you don't like me, and I don't know what my offense is, then I feel like I'm Rolodexing in my head going, wait, did I say something rude? Did I do something rude? Was I rude on the plane? And I'm like, I'm sorry that joy makes you upset, but that means you're a turd.
Yeah, well, that I said something rude then after.
Yeah.
I turned to Kristen and I'm like, hey, the woman from the Wolfman movies is
giving you shade. So then it goes one step further. We get out. We thank the flight attendants. We're having fun.
We laugh it off.
We walk outside. We're waiting for everybody to get off the plane. And the woman walks out. And again, I'm not even paying attention to her. But Jen sees her. She beelines it towards me. And she catches eyes with Jen. But she's looking at me. And she shakes her head at me like I'm the most disgusting thing she's ever.
I can't figure out what I've done.
I did have on a very
loud jumpsuit. Yeah.
I had on a pattern jumpsuit.
I
think she had a case of being a
case of the bitches.
Yeah. She had a case of the bitches.
You guys, it didn't make sense.
Hey, we're not all winners, you know. It's not our fault. I would have been like, if you would have been half cool, I don't even know what we did wrong, but I've been doing nothing but smiling at you and having a good time. So clearly happiness is her biggest fucking problem.
Look at how charming Pennsylvania is.
We're going to get distracted because we're driving. We're looking at bridges.
How nice that is. What river are we over?
Bridges.
Oh,
bridges and trees and brick. And it's so neat because
it's so historic.
We just went from talking about a a mean woman to the bridges of Pennsylvania. Stick with us. Right. You'll get ADHD too.
Let's get back to the bitches. Okay. What I take certain joy in is knowing that this woman's day was ruined and that Kristen was so oblivious to it that I think that would, that is what
you're going to make her more mad.
Yeah. And I kind of like that because you know what? She could have just said what the deal was.
Or here's the thing. Maybe she did say, but she was wearing a mask so I couldn't lip read. So she's like, shit, I should have talked louder. I didn't get to say how I feel.
Well, here was the other thing.
Oh,
I was thinking about it the other day because it was so confusing. And I just think it's mean. It's like be an adult and say, excuse me, whatever.
You're being too happy.
But there are people, I heard about this recently, who get mad if you recline your seat on a plane.
And that's BS.
I think
And
take
here's
that
the thing.
Up with the airlines,
take
man.
That. It's not my fault. And by the way, I only reclined for 30 minutes because you and I were in a hot conversation about first grade math.
And let's get realistic. They go back like 2 inches.
I couldn't agree more.
Recline your seat.
Why
and then you
would
make
you
up
get mad
inches?
At me that I recline?
I don't
the
know.
Airlines
that,
themselves
what she was...
is a hotbed for everybody to get in a fight. Everybody, I was like so... Like, this is not happening just on one flight.
Oh,
it's happening on all of them where people are having fits about having to wear a mask. And so
I'm going to deputize myself is what I'm going to do. If I'm on a flight and things get ugly, I'm going to be like, I'm a federal air marshal. And they'll be like, no,
you're not.
And I'm like, but you know what? I know. I've seen Westerns.
And I know how they work.
I could do martial law. Is
you
that
know
a thing?
What?
What is that?
I think I would let you. I just would be your backup. I'd be your heavy because you would need me.
Definitely.
And I think more importantly is that I think you would start in that direction and then you would just start crying. And then we would have
I
that
would
person
cry. Well,
would literally comply just to get you to stop crying.
Well, if I get really mad, I do cry. And that's fine.
And that's fine.
I did.
And if she needed to cry, that's fine. Here's the thing.
I did give her a, what is your deal? What did I say?
Well, you said.
I yelled after her because everybody turned around.
What are you looking at?
I was mad. It was not
appropriate.
I know,
you're being my mama bear for
I
me.
Didn't
you're protecting
do it.
Me.
I didn't do it on the plane
nope.
because I don't want to get,
that is not where you
get
do
on
it.
A no-fly list. I did it in the airport because
yeah,
I just
you don't
believe she did it.
She it was a very strong, she had a very strong energy to her too that was like, wow, you've just successfully taken these two women who are nothing but smiles and being nice to everyone around them and made them like take a second look at themselves. Bravo on you for being the worst.
Yeah, I didn't
like check yourself. Honestly, if that's who you are in the equation, you need to have a long, hard talk with yourself because we've all been that person. We've all been like, I'm in a shitty mood. So I'm going to let it fly and I'm going to change the mood of everyone else around.
Yep.
And that's a good reminder that that can happen because that woman in a moment really kind of like changed our experience. And yes, you can sit on the other side of this conversation and go, well, don't pay her any mind. Don't let her. But you can't help but go in a moment, go, oh my God, I'm reevaluating everything I just said in a second. And then you're like, I don't care. But for a moment, she kind of like rained on our parade. But then so many fun things happened in the parade that I don't care about her anymore. And if she got hit by a float, that's not my problem.
Well, so if you're wondering how Kristen got the gypsy curse and actually how I did too, because I was, you know, here, I'm not going to get mean and aggressive with somebody, but I will see your level of aggression and I will up you a little bit of crazy. So that's, I think she probably did a gypsy curse on us.
Actually, gypsy is a
Romani people.
Well,
I'm trying to be a better.
You know what though? We can't waste this. So I don't want to
tell you what she really did. She had a very like, fortune teller vibe to her, and
yes.
I think she probably did some kind of
she did
stuff.
A voodoo on us,
yeah,
which is probably why I started this tour with a yeast infection. So
Jenny,
Kristen,
you know that our Super Bowl is coming up. What we
Mother's
like to do.
Day.
Mother's Day. It is approaching. And might I just say, it is also our 10-year anniversary, which is kind of exciting.
So send us flowers, everybody.
Wait, send us flowers. It's weird. We're going to tell you how to do that just right now. If you're still trying to figure out what to do for Mother's Day, look no further than Teleflora. It's a really great choice when you want to send something that feels genuinely thoughtful. Their bouquets are made by local florists and hand-delivered instead of just being packed up and shipped in a box.
I love Teleflora. You know, when I send your mom flowers, and I do believe I owe her some flowers right now because I need to send her some for Mother's Day.
Don't you do it before I do it.
What I do, I always use Teleflora because they're made by like local artists. I know it's going to get there on time. I know it's going to be beautiful. Just sending your mom flowers really like gives your mom, who's always feeling like, am I doing this right? Flowers are like, love you, mom. You are doing a good job. Here's the one day I'll remind you.
Use promo code IMOMSOHARD20 for 20% off bouquets now through Mother's Day. Again, that's teleflora.com. Promo code IMOMSOHARD20.
Quite honestly, I was fine up until yesterday. And then I was like, you've got to be kidding me. This is, you know what this is? This is because everything was going too well. And yeah. Then I met the lady, the fortune teller on the plane. She didn't like me, probably because I was laughing too hard at 22 Jump Street. And then
I thought you were doing a good job of like keeping it buttoned down.
Because you know, I normally don't.
Because sometimes she guffaws and I can hear it through my earbuds, which are like airtight. And I'm like,
Ragnarok,
are you choking on something?
I was dying. When I saw Ragnarok on a plane, I was like, there's no stop. Okay, because here's the thing.
You know what?
I will pee if I don't let it out one direction. So,
well, my husband has this theory that like, films on planes, like they're somehow, I don't know if it's like the altitude, it like magnifies whatever you're feeling. Like you always cry on a plane when you watch a sad movie and you always like laugh really loud.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, who's watching a sad movie on a plane? What are you doing?
Well, I
what
tell
are you,
you
doing?
Kristen, I saw Ragnarok and there's no excuse for the way you were behaving on that flight.
How dare you? It's the best Marvel movie ever made. It is so funny. It is so funny head to toe. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Right now? You don't even know because you haven't seen them and I've seen them all. You know what I don't watch?
I am not going to have a conversation where I say I know anything about Marvel movies because guess what? I don't want to watch them.
That's the dumbest thing. You don't even know what you're fine. Whatever. But I'm going to DC movies rather, you don't want to watch. And I love our Aquaman, but
I would rather watch a sad movie on it accidentally.
You know, because even your book choice, I was like, Jesus, are you trying to be sad?
Well, like, I did. I got a political book.
Jeez. Her
not,
book. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Well, reality is
you
sad.
You can, that one.
I know. I really did.
I was like, boy, which one is going to make me A, lose interest, B, fall asleep, or C, cry in my seat? I don't know. Jen's book.
So Kristen got a lesbian love story book about two.
It's Say What You Want. I'm going to say the title. It's We Were Never Here. And I don't know if they're lesbians yet because I haven't gotten that far into it. But
you said
it is on Reese's Book Club and everybody's reading this book. And you can DM me if you're reading it. Don't spoil it. It's a novel.
I'm not going to tell you what I'm reading, but it's also a bestseller. And Reese had nothing to do with it. So
you know what? I am not reading those kind of books. I went to college already.
Well, I like a nonfiction book.
I like
a fictional. I'm not
going
to apologize for that.
Maybe
that's what she was pissed about. Maybe.
Yeah, she saw my book choice.
Maybe she saw my book choice. I don't have a yeast infection yet, but
really didn't like me.
Oh, you know what? Remember, I did have an upset stomach, though.
Yeah, well, that's because you eat soy.
I got a soy allergy, you guys. And I think it really is triggered if I go soy on an empty stomach. Yeah. And
boy, this podcast.
You want
to
talk about
driving this, being like,
my
God, I want to make love to myself.
Thing? I know. Yeah, we're getting really saucy. But also, like, The S really hit the fan at home.
Oh, boy. Guys, when moms leave the nest and dads are left in the nest.
It doesn't matter how much preparation you've done.
It does not matter. The nest gets really jacked up.
Yeah.
It falls out of the tree.
The nest forgets when it's crazy hair day. And the nest forgets when...
She's referring to her husband. Well, first of all, you got to say how you had everything lined up and ready to go. It doesn't matter. That's the thing. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I don't blame him. It's busy. And when one person leaves and there's not somebody to like help you, like just take the garbage out. Life gets harder.
Yeah.
And so, but I did leave copious amounts of instructions, have been texting every day, and It does. I got a FaceTime today.
We got a FaceTime today and we're all in the car together. And I'm like, I'm just going to act like I'm not here. Yeah. And her husband was like, where's the stuff for the crazy hair? We're FaceTiming you. I can't find the, oh, here it is. Okay. I got
to
go.
I asked
and I
you
think
to get
this
it
was
Wednesday.
4 minutes before school started.
Yeah. It really was, but he did it. He successfully did crazy hair. Which he really lucked out with that because it's usually crazy hair when I'm gone.
Yeah. And then, so this is intentional. It worked out great.
Yeah, worked out great. But I just, you know, women are preppers.
We are.
I think men are procrastinators.
Yes. It's fair. My husband, God bless him. What I'm trying to say diplomatically is that the S is hitting the fan.
Yeah.
So I'm getting updates. And by updates, I mean ventings.
She got a, let me break it down for you. She got a 2 hour long phone call today about something that was 2 minutes. It took 2 minutes to happen in the house.
Oh man. Everything's fine, you guys. Everything's fine.
What's that face you're making? Are you?
I feel like I don't want to talk about this. Guys, this podcast, we're just going to get in trouble. Let's just call it the one that gets us in trouble.
You know what? You know why it is? We're not having a cocktail.
We're not having a cocktail, which will probably like keep us a little more buttoned up.
I think so. We're just, look, we're.
Well, uh-oh. I'll tell you that.
Now we're going to stop again, everybody.
Wolf Lady needed to have a cocktail or four.
Do you know what I'm referencing, though? That really old one where it goes, when the moon is full and the wolf. Ben Blooms.
What movie is that from?
Curse of the Wolf Man. Wait.
Oh my
Brady,
God.
Brady, was it Curse of the Werewolf? No, it's the one that's from like the 20s.
You gotta
it's like,
go give her a real crappy B-level movie and then she'll know what it is.
I think it's Curse of the... Oh, if you have not seen this, it's literally one of the earliest movies made and it's got like Boris Karloff. It's like, I'm gonna make you watch it for
I'm
Halloween.
I'm not gonna watch that.
Why?
Because you haven't seen Titanic. I'm not going to do it until you see Titanic.
You're not going to see Curse of the Wolfman until I see Titanic.
Nope.
I bet I could take all the like little clips I've seen of Titanic and put that movie together in my head. Hey, does the boat sink at the end?
I think you're being rude. I think you need to go sit with your friend.
Is there a necklace?
You need to go sit with your friend, the lady behind me, and kick my seat. That's what's happening right now.
I'd kick your seat so hard right now for trying to make me watch Titanic. I don't need to watch nautical disaster films. I need stuff that can't happen.
Ugh. I'm not watching Wolfman. It's too old. It's going to look, the makeup's going to bug me. It's going to be too fake.
Well, I'm not going to let you watch it on a plane. That's for dang sure. Because
yeah.
You just.
Well, I'll just laugh my way
complain
through
really loud because you got your earbuds in and talk so loud. Hey, this movie, the special effects are terrible. Why was this made? In the 20s? Yes. Well, this is no Ragnarok, I can tell you. Kristen, you're screaming. You're going to get a score. I'm going to air marshal myself. I'm going to deputize myself and put
in
you in zip ties. And zip tie your mouth.
Here's the thing. Whenever Jen makes fun of me, I think of it as a love language. So never felt more loved. And I've never felt more loved that she was going to like fight on my behalf, even though I would never allow it. And she's far too small. But I did appreciate
Look, I had an older brother. I'm surprisingly scrappy. However, I don't think I'm going to win a fight, but I do think I'm going to ruin somebody's day.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
Yeah, that's a power in itself. But yield that power with care.
Somebody
Let's remember
under 70.
That all of our power can be either positive or negative.
Yeah.
And don't be that one that shits on joy. That's the tidbit I'd like to land this on. Don't be the woman that shits on joy.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I can laugh at it for so long. And then I'm gonna fight you in the airport. And,
yeah.
And you're
And then we're going to both awkwardly walk to baggage claim and stand there as we wait for our
next
bags.
To you. Yeah. But she did sneak away. I think she knew that.
Yeah. She had a carry on. I don't know what her deal is.
Should we go to the mom box?
Yeah, let's
box?
Go to the mom box. I'm going to let you read this, Jen, because I may barf as we drive. I also have come to terms with the fact that I now am addicted to readers. They didn't. I didn't need them before. Jen gave me a pair, and now my eyes won't work without them. So I've become dependent on glasses.
She thinks that readers have some sort of like nasal spray effect where once you start using it.
I 100% think it makes you dependent because they make you see better, and then you want them all the time.
Well, I don't know.
You're not using your muscles.
Well, it's not heroin. It's just glasses. It's just readers. All right, so let's go to the mom box.
Mom box, baby.
Cody and Lindsay. My 5-year-old son learned the term aerodynamic from that preschool show. Blaze, and is obsessed with it. On the plus side, he is now interested in learning all about flight and airplanes. On the downside, when we're going on a family bike ride or playing chase outside, he is very quick to let my husband and I know that he's going faster because we are not as aerodynamic.
Oh my God.
Which is a reference to my son writing a letter to my husband telling him he was not very aerodynamic.
And that would really hurt your feelings because that is a fancy word, but a very short walk to what he's trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you know what? We think you're aerodynamic and we think you are dynamic. So don't listen to your kid. He doesn't know much anyway. That's why you're around. Okay. I've got a hot flash, man. Not only is he a hot flash, I think he's my male counterpart. Like, I'm the female version of him. That's the character,
okay,
not the man.
Okay, can I guess? This is a fun game.
Sure.
Burt Reynolds.
Shut the fuck up.
Tom Selleck.
Burt Reynolds. Okay. I'm female Burt Reynolds. That's not a terrible
one.
He's
got nice eyes. You've got pretty blue eyes.
Thank you. He has brown eyes, but so does this guy I'm going to tell you about.
Oh, he does? Burt Reynolds has brown eyes?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Tall, dark, and handsome. Yeah.
Settle down that shoulder. I didn't know you like Burt Reynolds so much.
I love me some Burt Reynolds. Cannonball Run?
Yeah.
My God, I think I really loved Cannonball.
You ran your cannonball?
I ran my cannonball and made it run.
I don't want to hear about that.
The person I'm super into right now is Brett Goldstein. If
Who's,
you don't know who that is,
I don't.
That is Roy Kent on Ted Lasso.
Oh, yep.
And, can I just tell you about him real quick? Okay, so here's what, first of all, I love the character of Roy Kent, and I identify with Roy Kent because he cusses a lot, and he kind of always has one emotion, and it's
He's
like
the assistant
anger.
Coach on there, right?
No, that's Nate. No, it's Roy Kent is the mean, the cussing.
God, he is hot. Yep.
Okay, let me tell you the story about him. So he was a writer on the show, right? He lives in London, and he was a writer on the show, and he came out to LA to write, and they kept writing and writing and writing, and he was like, and he's a very, if you've ever heard him interviewed, he's very soft-spoken and very humble, and he's like, the more we kept writing Roy Kent, I kept thinking to myself, I can do this. I think I'm him, and he has been an actor before, so he knew what he was doing. So he tells the story that he filmed 5 scenes and he sent it to, and he was kind of embarrassed, but he sent it to the producers and he goes, I would like you to watch these, but if they are garbage, don't ever talk to me about them. I will never ask you about them. I just wanted you to see them because if you think I'm right for this, I would like to give it a shot. But please, God, if you don't think I'm right, don't say a word to me. We will act like it never happened. And all they did is send him an email reply that says, this will do. And then he got it. So he was very excited. And
wait,
so
is he the one that's
he
like,
just won an Emmy.
Is he the kind of jerk one?
Yeah. He's dark. He's got dark hair, dark beard.
He dates the girl.
The girl. Yeah. No. Not the good looking one with the chisel.
Okay.
It's the dark guy who's like.
He's the good guy.
He's a good guy, but he says F all the time.
Yeah.
And he, Roy, you know, he's got like. Growls. We're so similar. It's unbelievable. So he's my hot flash, but in a way, it's me saying like a high five, but I still think he's so dreamy.
I like his character so much on there because some of them I'm like, bleh.
I
love his character because he's got nobility to him. Like nobility he does the right thing.
Yeah, but yeah, he's a little rough around the edges. I like that everything he says is like, you know, F off. It's like, it just is like a wonderful word that like covers all the bases.
He was an interesting, refreshing character that I haven't seen.
Right. That really changed during the series. I'm such a fan of Ted Lasso. I'm going to say this. I was second season. I was the first episode of the second season. I was like, oh no, it's not the same. But then I kept it with it and I've really enjoyed it. It's not the same, but it's good enough. And I think they'll find even more stride in the third season, which is going to be coming up. But I just love the entire cast. And I love that I forgot her name, the lead woman who's, can we just say, if I could have her body, literally, if I could like take a picture of a body into her arms and her boobs and everything. And she is a well-known Broadway or like West End Broadway star in London, but she's a single mom. And she just won her first Emmy. And her name is Hannah. Is that the most English name you've ever heard? Hannah Waddingham.
Waddingham.
That sounds like a potato dish. I love that she looks 40. And there's no like, you look good for your age. I'm like, I know you're 40 and you're stunning.
Yeah.
Like you have lines in your face. And guess what?
Is she 40 or 50?
She's like 48, I think. 47.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is she's over 40 and there's no trickery. She's not trying to say like, oh, this is what you do to, she's just like aging and she's got these like killer arms and she has wonderful posture. And I think,
It sounds like the hot flash is really Hannah Waddingham.
You know,
now you get why I question your book you're reading.
You know what? I think we question a lot more than my book. And on that note, we should dismount. We podcasted from the road. We hope you enjoy it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.